definitely as usually great fruitful meeting with a lot of discussion. I hope the very important topic or issue will be drugs and drugs availability, and also discussion around rare drugs and the future. We have some recommendation, we have some program, and I'm looking forward because majority of ministers are here, so we will discuss all this issue. Do you mean drugs? I mean not only in my country, but in all Europe, because after the COVID, the number of patients with some diseases is growing, but the pharmacologic industries are not reflect this situation. So there is a limited availability of some antibiotics, some drugs for children concerning generally bacterial infections. So, and this is a big problem, and there are some new categories which are not available in some countries in Europe, and we have to prepare for the autumn, for the winter this year. It's necessary to start very, very open discussion with pharmaceutical industry and to be strong and to work together, because if European country cooperate, like during the COVID, like when we bought these vaccines, the results are excellent. So. It's not so. We have enough drugs concerning the position with rare drugs. We are in very comfortable situation. The problem is that concerning some drugs like penicillin, there are only one or two producers in Europe, and there is not enough open market for countries like South Korea, like Japan, like other overseas. And it's necessary to open the market for these companies. It's not possible to focus only to some particular companies which are in Europe, but in fact, they are not able to produce enough amounts of, for example, penicillin, generic drugs.
What do you think about the companies who are shipping more drugs to, let's say, Germany?
I mean, it is not so easy, and the explanation is not so easy. I'm a doctor, so I know both sides as a doctor, as a chief of university hospital, and I mean, it's necessary to change the European strategy. My suggestion during our presidency was to use same kind of strategy like we used for vaccines for some drugs, mainly for rare drugs, because it is necessary to offer all rare drugs to each European citizen.
But why do you have a common standard? Every drug, every medicine which provides Germany should be allowed to provide, let's say,
German drugs are available in Latvia, in Czech, but the problems are not in fact German drugs. We have problems with international companies where it's not clear who are owners. I mean, the discussion is not so easy and not so simple. Therefore, I am looking forward for this meeting. Thank you very much.